Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today, you are very familiar with his music. His CD sits at number 6 right now on the top 10 countdown list here at U92FM. It was our feature CD a couple of weeks ago. Got a lot of love from our DJs because it's such great stuff. And the artist is pianist, composer, and educator, San Diego native. And he is well-versed in classical, jazz, and Latin styles of music. He started his musical studies by listening to his father play the violin. And he received a B.A. in piano performance from the University of California, San Diego, where he graduated with honors and won the Jimmy Cheatham Jazz Award. He received his master's degree in music, jazz studies, rather, from San Diego State University in 2011, and he was awarded the Outstanding Graduate Student for that as well. So, you see, this guy is very well-founded in jazz, and he is our guest this morning, Mr. Danny Green. Danny, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, thanks for giving us a call. This CD, A Thousand Ways Home, man, is really, really great stuff. This is your second CD, isn't it?
Yeah, second CD under my name. The last one we released was called With You in Mind, and it had a similar vibe.
Yeah.
And then the previous one was not under my name. It was under a group name, and that was more of an Afro-Cuban jazz CD.
Okay, which one was that?
That was called Past Due.
Past Due, okay.
So that goes way back, I think 2006 or 2005.
Right on.
Did
you know you wanted to be into recording from the beginning?
I guess not when I was a kid. As I started getting older, I got more and more into music. And
when did you start playing the piano?
Started when I was 5 and took classical private lessons. And by the time I was 12, I was kind of sick of it already, and so I quit and ended up, my dad got me a keyboard, and so I started just playing around on that, playing with the different sounds, and I was really into Nirvana at that time, so I'd learn all their music by ear, and as the years went by, I got into, I kind of little by little made my way into getting into jazz, and with every style I was into, I would listen to a lot of songs, learn them by ear, and so by the time I got to college, I could play jazz somewhat, but I didn't really know what I was doing as far as the names for what the chords I was playing were or how to read the music, so there's a lot of relearning that happened at that point, and that's when I started composing and arranging music and really getting into it.
Wow. And you mentioned a bunch of styles. You mix a lot of styles in your music. You mix the classical, and you seem to tend more toward the Latin sound.
Yeah. I do like especially a lot of Brazilian music. There's so many wonderful artists there that have influenced me, and ton of great styles, beyond just bossa and samba. There's a lot of styles from the Northeast and just really cool grooves. So I guess what I really like is just music that has a good groove.
Yeah. Listening to some of these tracks, especially number 4, Quintal de Soldado, reminded me of Eliane Elias and the way that she dances through her Brazilian music.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
What do you think about, has she ever been an influence, something of an influence towards your music as far as Brazilian sounds?
I've definitely checked her music out a lot, but some of the bigger influences, one is Chico Pinheiro, who's playing on that track. He's brilliant guitarist and composer, and the pianist in his group, Fabio Torres, is another big influence. There's Jovino Santos Neto, who comes more out of that Hermeto Pascual school. Yeah. And so all sorts of influences down there. But I definitely do love Eliane
Iliad is so cool. Music. Well, yeah, and yeah. A lot of these are your compositions. What got you into writing music? You instead of a lot of people, when they get started, they do a lot of covering and like that. You started off writing your music.
Well, I did a lot of both. My feeling about recording CDs is that, you know, I might as well put out my own stuff, just because that's a great vehicle to expose my music to listeners around the world. Mm. But as far as, like, when I started learning a lot of styles, like if I was getting into samba or another style called baião, a big part of learning it for me was transcribing pieces that these different artists did and playing them with my band. Yeah. So, you know, even though the CD is all originals, we do a lot of music. We do some of Chico Pinheiro's music. We do some Chick Corea, Fred Hirsch, all sorts of artists that we're into.
Yeah. And I see a little classical influence in that Dusty Road, part one and part two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was working on some Chopin right before the idea came to me for the theme for Dusty Road.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was working on his Fantasy Impromptu, which is in the same key. And I guess I just started improvising a little bit and came up with a new idea, and it all came out of there.
See, that's the mark of a genius.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Mr. Danny Green, keyboardist and educator and composer. His new CD, A Thousand Ways Home, it's on the Tapestry label, and it is number 6 on the Jazz 10 Countdown this week on U92 FM, and it was a feature CD a couple of weeks ago. Great, great sounding jazz. And the Tapestry label, is that California label?
No, it's actually out of Colorado. Okay. And it's a subsidiary of the Capri label.
Ah, okay.
So it's,
I've seen the name before. Tom,
so Tom, for his Capri label, he produces the CDs, and then Tapestry is for artists who have produced their own CDs, and so he hooks us up with the distribution and helps promote the CD.
Is that better for you to produce your own CDs as opposed to going to looking for a big studio contract?
Oh, I'd be happy to land a nice big studio contract. it's definitely expensive producing the CD, so.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you get it out there.
Yeah, definitely. But this is a good step toward getting there.
Yeah, and you know, you've got several guests on here. But what's your? Do you have a core group that you use when you're gigging and everything? I know you guys do a lot of gigging.
Yeah, the core group would be me and then Justin Grinnell, who's on bass on the CD, and Julian Cantum, who plays drums. And then, so we do a lot of trio concerts. Whenever we have quartet, we use Trip Sprague on saxophone.
Yeah.
And he's also on the record, and he actually did all the mixing for the CD as well and mastering. So
he spent
a lot of time on it with me.
Yeah, I bet you. It's such good tracks, though, man. Gosh.
Oh, I really appreciate it, yeah. And, I was really excited to get all the special guests who are on there. Peter Sprague's an incredible guitarist from San Diego, he's brothers with Trip Sprague.
Yeah.
And Eva Scows from Fresno, California. Wonderful mandolin player, and we did a little tour a few years back.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, Chico Pinheiro and Claudia Villela on that track you were mentioning.
Yeah.
Both great to have. And then Dusty Bruss, who plays on Dusty Road.
You know, I think you've got an advantage on a lot of people because you're out there in San Diego, and there are a great many of these musicians who come through there.
Yeah, we do have a really good scene. A lot of great players just that live in San Diego. And then, some great organizations that put on some great concerts.
Yeah. You book your gigs, you being an educator. I noticed that on the bio, educator, which means that I'm sure you're teaching classes somewhere sometime.
Yeah, I've done some. Right now, I'm not doing any teaching, but last year I did a fair amount of teaching in the community colleges. I taught at a jazz camp for high school and junior high school students last summer, and I always do a lot of private teaching.
Do you like that? I mean, as part
I love it. Yeah, it's really cool getting to work with students and kind of open. You know, I know, but, you know, having gone through the journey of not knowing jazz to learning it, and, you know, it's still a lifelong journey. It's always fun to work with students and help them understand how harmony and scales work, and guide them through all the great standards, and also just help them work on whatever they're interested in.
You know, we have students here. We're teaching them how to be broadcasters and what have you. And every time there's a new student government, and one of the first things they ask is, can we adjust the format to what's going on right now? And, of course, I'm always no, you know. But jazz has its own niche. After they get in here and they get started working, we teach them the basics and the fundamentals of actually running the board and talking on the air and everything. I come to find out most of the time they've fallen in love with jazz.
Yeah, jazz is great. It's got so much to offer, so much variety. So, you know, even if you don't like one style of jazz, there's so much more out there so much to discover all the time.
Yeah, and it mixes and matches like smooth and Duke Ellington said music is beyond category, but it mixes and matches with the marketing thing now. You got to put it out as a smooth jazz or Latin jazz or whatever type of jazz. Where do you stand on that as far as how you accept your music, how you play your music?
Well, I like to just kind of give it the broad jazz category. I think earlier in my career I was a lot more focused on Latin jazz and then a lot of Brazilian jazz. And there's a lot of that on this record even.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of the newer compositions on there, I started using elements from various styles, but trying to do them in my own way so that, you know, there's, like the title track, A Thousand Ways Home.
Yeah.
It's, you know, not a swing groove, it's not a bossa or samba groove, but it just takes, you know, various elements of the rhythms, the way the melodies are played. And I try to do it in my own way. So to me, I think jazz is kind of like an approach to playing music. And one of the central things of it is creating space for improv.
All
jazz.
you're one of the young bloods of the market of jazz right now. Do you see pop culture accepting jazz any better as we go forward now?
I certainly hope so. I mean, it was great that Esperanza won her award at the Grammys and Herbie Hancock a few years ago. At least from what I see when I go out to concerts, you know, there's a mix of, I guess a lot of the concerts, it's an older crowd, but there's definitely some things going on, like different jam sessions where there's a pretty young crowd that's out there that's enjoying it. And in the schools, you know, there's a lot of jazz education, which I really think will help keep jazz alive.
Right on. Well, and especially going to stay alive with guys like you around, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
You got a lot of years to go. Well, once again, the CD is A Thousand Ways Home. Danny Green is the composer and piano player on here, and it's available everywhere, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's on Amazon, it's on iTunes, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, pretty much. If you look up A Thousand Ways Home, Danny Green on Google, you'll find a bunch of links.
Yeah.
And I also have links up on my site, which is DannyGreen.net.
Right on, DannyGreen.net, San Diego product. Yeah. Man, well, this is a great CD, and I'm looking forward to the next one, but still enjoying this one.
Well, thank you. Hopefully I'll be able to get that next one out there one of these days.
Yeah, right on. Well, I hopefully you get a big contract with Columbia or somebody. But a thousand
well, thanks
ways
a lot.
Home. Right on, Danny Green, a thousand ways home, man. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.